This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Final Half Hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle Bar, led by the Barrels and the Dills, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. So do we have Dennis yet?
We do, sir.
Well, that's great. And Dennis Dodd, we welcome you back to the show, sir. Welcome.
Steve, how are you?
Doing great. How interesting is it always to be around the Deion Sanders show when he gets the opportunity and the world gravitates toward him?
I'm kind of done with him in that. That's what I wrote yesterday, sort of like, okay, now we have a track record. Going 27-6 to Jackson State is one thing. Great. FCS. 4-8. You know, at one of the greatest Septembers ever, but then lost the last six, went 4-8. At some point, you know, substance is going to have to overcome flash. So, and that'll come real quick. His players yesterday were his son, Shador Sanders, at Big 12 Media Day, where I just came back from, was saying everybody that plays us, it's their Super Bowl. Really? 4-8? Not quite. So,
no.
He's going to have, at least in the eye of public opinion, I'm not speaking for Colorado fans, but you know what I'm talking about. You know, 4-8 is not going to cut it.
4-8 makes you the homecoming game. All right. I mean, seriously, like, we're everybody's big game. No, you're the homecoming game.
Right.
But Brett Yormark, who is aggressive, flamboyant at times. Where does he stand on where the Big 12 is, and how closely does he take a look at the ACC situation?
Oh, I think he was purposely saying on Tuesday, we're open for business again. We are clearly the third best conference. That was a shots fired at the ACC. I think he's willing to do anything and everything from Florida State as a single to, the, you know, whatever's left of the ACC if Florida State finds a home, which, by the way, they don't have. That's one of the biggest questions going forward. They desperately want out. I think they're going to get out. It's just a matter of a monetary negotiation. But I've talked to several people. They don't have a home. The Big Ten doesn't want them. The SEC doesn't want them. The Big 12 would take them. But I think the fans would revolt if that means anything. But, it's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting because when I was down in Florida speaking to a couple of Penn State groups, I was asked about expansion again. And I said to the group, and I knew where it was coming from. I was speaking in Florida, so I knew we were talking about Florida State. And I said, don't you want to see how 18 works? I mean, there are logistical nightmares with making... Nobody's made 18 work yet because nobody's had 18 yet. And I think that's something that people don't take into account. You have to figure out how to make it work first.
Yeah, no, I think that's how those commissioners feel. You know, at some point, and my slide told me this long ago, the late, great SEC commissioner, Mike Slides, that once you get past 16, it's not even a conference anymore. You know, you're just taking care of a corporation. I think I figured out with 18 teams, each team misses 7 of its conference mates every year. So you can, you know, random scheduling, you can end up with the toughest schedule on earth, which Florida has these next 2 years, or have a real easy schedule and win 11. It's just a roll of the dice. So yeah, they got to see how this works. Travel, don't forget the minor sports are involved here too. I know in the case of the Big Ten, I don't know if they've had a concrete discussion about it. They're just gonna let them, you know, travel 3,000 miles to play games. I did a note earlier this year, real quick. UCLA football, because they're playing, at Hawaii, at LSU, Big Ten, will travel not the equivalent of 92% of the distance around the earth. Cal will travel 89%. Right. You know, if anybody cares. I don't think they do, but if anybody cares.
Right.
About the students.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that the amount of travel they'll have to do.
Yeah.
And, for example, the longest trip is not Rutgers to Los Angeles, it's Rutgers to Seattle. You know, and people don't take that into account.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
From boating to camping, picnics to parties, Brewers Outlet has you covered with a refreshing selection of domestic, import, and craft beers. Quench your thirst with our tantalizing flavored slushies and spice things up with our pickle bar.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
So whether you're soaking up the sun or making waves on the water, raise a glass and say cheers to summer at Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the only place for true refreshments. And don't forget the pickle bar.
Rich Clark, who's now the new head of the College Football Playoff Committee, was talking about, and I think he was talking about logistics, but he was talking about hosting a college football playoff game, and he brought up weather, he brought up hotels, and he brought up ticket sales. What do you think he meant by that? Was it a logistical comment? Was it a comment against the Group of Five? What was your interpretation?
I wasn't there for his availability at the Big 12. I was in with Dion with a network interview, not monitoring him. But I will get with him. But I think what he meant was, and I'll just give you the example here. Kansas, it's already been, I don't know if it's been written or not, but Kansas and Northwestern are the only two schools in the country that have scheduling conflicts with the CFP. And, you know, who cares, Northwestern? Who cares, Kansas? Well, for Kansas, at least, that could happen.
Yeah.
They play their game. They play their home games, their four of their home games this year at Arrowhead Stadium, or the Chiefs place, or Billy Hayes Stadium.
Right.
If they somehow got into the playoff, they would absolutely have to play in that single game on December 20th, a Friday night, because the Chiefs play the next day against, I want to say, the Ravens.
Yeah.
And that would be the only time they could play. And there's going to be more of that as we go through this. There are things you don't see. But I think he was talking about that. By the way, early returns on this guy, unbelievable. Plugged in, great ideas.
All right.
Thought things that you and I sit down with him. I think he's great.
Hey, good. That's good to hear, because I haven't had a chance to ever talk with him, so that's good to hear.
Yeah.
You talked about parity in the Big 12 being the potential strength for it. What was the sense you got from the coaches as to how closely grouped near the top some of those schools may be football-wise?
Well, since they haven't played yet and they lost Texas and Oklahoma, I think you've got the answer. We don't know yet. Utah's favored, and they should be. I think Utah's
going to be
a national power to come out of this league. But that's my opinion. But right now, it's Utah, Kansas State, Oklahoma State. Any of them could win. And my point in that story that just got posted this morning, I think.
Yes.
My point in that story is that these 16 teams are like the island of misfit toys, and I mean that in a good way, because they are 16 teams that nobody wants realignment right now. And I mean that in a good way, which means security.
That's right.
Which means they can build something. You know, it's not the conference it was without Texas and Oklahoma, but hey, look at Oklahoma State, where Mike Gundy's been there 19 years and won 166 games, or Utah. Kyle Whittingham is... they're one of the most physical teams in the country. Could play in the SEC or Big Ten easily, I think.
Oh, yeah.
That's gonna be a good story. So that's what I meant like that. And the bigger picture, it's going to be fun to see who comes out of there, because somebody's got to win that league, and whoever wins it is going to be in the playoff playing for a championship, and that team probably has never done anything like that before. Utah hasn't. Kansas certainly hasn't. Kansas State hasn't. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, and you know, and of course, I did the Rose Bowl with Utah, and I saw enough tape.
Yeah.
They play like a Big Ten team, and they've got a quarterback with the guts of Cam Rising. Was he in his 17th, 18th year? No, I'm just kidding.
Seventh
year.
Steve, he's so old. Remember the big story last year where Utah players all got pickups?
Yes.
Wasn't that Utah?
Yes, it was Utah.
It was Utah.
Yeah.
He's so old and plugged in on NIL, he's got his own better car deal. He doesn't need a deal where every player on the team gets a car. He told me that yesterday. He's got his own deal.
I think he has his own mortgage, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh. How interesting is this month for you? Because, I mean, it's a month of interviews and getting everybody plugged in. But how interesting is it for you, considering all the conferences get out there at the same time in a spread-out way to get their messages out?
Well, one, it's exhausting. Nobody cares about that, though.
I do.
Because Big 12, SEC, Big 10 in succeeding weeks, I did set a personal record Tuesday, Wednesday, three conference media days, 30 total teams, 22% of FBS in 2 days. And that included last night, Oregon State, Washington State, open bar, happy hour, media day with the Bees and Cougs.
There you go. Very nice. Very nice. Pac-12 style and very easy to get to everybody. There's two of them.
That's when you're renting a room at the Bellagio. That was easy to get to.
Yeah. Now, as you mentioned, that was in Las Vegas as well. But
yep.
Las Vegas has been, because the Pac-12 is no longer really in business except for the two schools. Did your mark send a message by getting the Big 12 media day in Las Vegas?
No. That had nothing to do with that. He loves Las Vegas. I think one day he wants to move the championship game there.
Yeah.
He thinks that he'll get more attention there. I'm speaking for him. I don't necessarily agree, but that was that. Yeah, last year it was interesting. Deion Sanders didn't show up last year in Vegas for the Pac-12 media day, but he did for his new league.
Well, in fact, that's what was actually what I was alluding to, the message part. Hey, we'd like to have the championship game here one day. I mean, that's...
I think so. Yeah, I do. Yeah. It's here. I'm back home in Kansas City. It's a tradition here, and he personally really likes it. I don't think he's going to move it anytime soon. But I do think And Dallas has been great, but Las Vegas, he loves the glitz. He loves he loves the showgirls because he had showgirls meeting us as greeters. The unwashed media coming in.
Big Ten has a couple of security guys.
Right. Yeah. Hey, where's your ID?
Yeah, exactly. He's got showgirls.
Right.
They got the two guys Rodney Dangerfield brought over in Caddyshack to get money from Ted Knight.
Yeah. Hey, Rocco, help him help the doctor find his wallet.
And on that note, that's the mic drop.
That's it.
That's it. Dennis, we will talk later. Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports.